This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Funny, this bit of video, which y'all are going to hear as audio here in a second, was one of those ones yesterday, Seth, that, you know, you open up X these days and it tends to push things to the top that it thinks you'll be interested in. And the first, like, three or four tweets, like the first five tweets when I opened it up at the time that this video dropped, like three of the five were either, like, three of the five were aggregators aggregating this video from Bruce.
Yeah, oh yeah.
From Bruce Brennan, who is a, I guess, a longtime Cleveland media member, I guess. He's a streamer now, right?
Got his own- I like him because he's angry in the old way. He honors the old sports radio guys of being angry all the time. At least the clips I see, he tends to be really angry.
He pops when he's angry, for sure. He may be nice, but that don't pop. Stuff like this pops. Like this one yesterday where you got the rumor mill churning. Now, let's be clear. Immediately, this rumor was shot down by Dallas people. But it's fun to think about. This is Bruce Brennan. I have a question. I have a question about our careers, Seth, you and me, after we play this bit of audio. This is Bruce Brennan, who has his own streaming show. He's based in Cleveland, about the Browns. As he is speaking, he says, they are trying to trade for Dak Prescott from the Cowboys.
Get ready for this one. I got a pretty darn good source within the Browns organization.
Ooh.
Couple. I heard since our last show that part of the reason Myles Garrett was so willing to sign this extension for contract, money. The Browns are negotiating as we speak with the Dallas Cowboys for a trade for Dak Prescott. And Garrett got all giddy about it. Why, I don't know. We're not going anywhere with Prescott, even if they pull it off. Newsom's part of it, and draft picks. Now, Prescott has a hamstring injury as we speak, and he may not be ready for the start of training camp. But this comes from a couple of different sources. And take it for what it's worth. If it does come about, remember where you heard it first.
Okay, when it does come about, remember where you heard it first is always funny to me. Because, like, when it doesn't come about, can we come back to you as well?
Right.
Can we
right.
come back because, to the store also? Yeah.
Because there are some huge, huge, huge barriers to this, which are making me even more interesting if the Browns indeed are trying to trade for Dak Prescott. Because, for one, Dak Prescott does have a no-trade clause. So he would have to approve going to Cleveland, which I don't know. Is it any worse than being in? He might be sick of Dallas. Who knows? But two,
it's worse.
It would be a $95 million cap hit to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Which they can't afford right now.
Nope.
They couldn't sign any free agents because they don't have any cap room. And then to the Browns themselves, who only have $18 million in cap space, they wouldn't be able to afford it either without some extreme gymnastics. So there might be a couple of people in the Browns organization that are suggesting that they trade for Dak Prescott or something. But it seems almost mathematically impossible that it would actually be seriously discussed.
Is Seth, my question with this, because at the end of the day, whether Cleveland trades for Dak Prescott or not doesn't affect us one iota. I don't think the Texans play the Browns this year. I don't think, to Bruce Brennan's point, even if Dak Prescott were on the Browns, I still think they are forecasted to be fourth in that division, probably. They are the biggest underdog in their division. Like, they're the biggest division underdog in football. It is 22-1 for the Browns to win the AFC North. The next closest underdog is, I believe, the Giants are 20-1 to win the NFC East. So the Browns are thought to be one of, if not the worst teams in football this year. I don't think, in a pretend world where Dak's their quarterback, I don't think he gets them to where they want to get to anyways. My question for you is this. So independent of all that,
yeah.
Is Bruce Brennan the blueprint for you and I to stay relevant into our 70s? Like, he got a lot of traction from this just by throwing a wild rumor out there that he attributed to a couple good sources that nobody is going to come vet him on. Nobody's coming up to his front porch today. No, yeah. There's no police, like, knocking on the door, showing their badge in the window, like, Bruce, we need to come get you. These rumors you were spreading about Dak Prescott, you're under arrest. You know?
No, the answer is no, just because then I wouldn't be alive in my mid-70s.
You couldn't handle that.
Every time I try to do something that goes a little bit against my gut, or somebody will suggest that I throw something out or anything, like anytime I come close to any type of clickbaity type material or unethical bait, because that's just flat out unethical.
Yes.
If you're suggesting just throw stuff out there and claim unnamed sources, no. Because even when I have sources the legitimate way, I don't even feel comfortable with that sometimes because I never trust the actual sources.
Yeah.
Like even if they're telling me what they think is the truth, I know that people are wrong a lot of the times.
Yeah.
So no, I would die. I would die within 5 years. So yeah. So it might be a good strategy for those 5 years, but I would have a stroke or something.
I think I could do it. I think I could pull it off. I think there's desperation involved, you know? Like, I need the money, you know? It's a rumor.
That's true.
A couple sources, you know? It's
okay. Well, okay. So maybe we need to get myself into a pinch where I feel like I've got no other choice.
Yeah, you need to get involved. You need to be the victim of a Ponzi scheme so we can get you to where you're desperate for some.
Where I'll just flat out do anything.
Streaming money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So the Cowboys. This would be the conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
If we were going to find a way where this would actually make sense.
Yep.
The Cowboys sit at the 12th spot right now. They have the 12th pick in the NFL draft. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They do.
There is a guy named Shedeur Sanders out there who supposedly people wonder if, man, maybe in some of these reports of him being unlikable in some of his meetings at the Combine where other meetings went smashingly well. I don't know. Is there any angle where maybe they're trying to engineer a way to get Shedeur onto the Cowboys and that the Cowboys would be open to biting the bullet and doing a bunch of exotic cap stuff to try to trade Dak Prescott, and that they might be able to pull that off?
I hear he's from Dallas, this Shedeur you speak of. I hear his father is a football coach as well. Coached him at Colorado.
Like Derek Stingley, right? So a situation like that?
And he used to play for the Cowboys, his dad did back in the day. So
that takes it up a notch.
So the conspiracy theory, and then the head coach the Cowboys have hired appears to skew more towards the David Culley end of the spectrum than the D'Amico Ryans end of the spectrum.
So maybe I have so if we're going to go our unethical route is we just got to claim we have a source that says this is the case.
In the Star up in Dallas. We've got to call it
in the
Star.
Yeah. My sources in the building tell me this.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Now,
I don't think even that. Trying to engineer your way into the 12th pick of the draft, it's one thing to pull a Manning and flip flop the number one. And let's see, what was the Manning, the Eli Manning?
Eli,
scenario?
It was a 4-1 split. The Giants had the fourth pick, the Chargers had the first pick, and they flip flopped.
Okay,
and the Chargers got some stuff.
the Cowboys would have to work out some kind of a deal. Well,
if Shedeur starts,
the Browns
falling,
have the number two. Oh, no, they could draft Shedeur.
Oh, if they get that pick from the Browns, if that pick is part of the trade.
No. The Browns could just draft Shedeur and then trade Shedeur for Dak Prescott.
They could do that. Yeah.
Okay, that's what my source tells me. That's the deal. My source.
This one sounds the best.
Me.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, forget everything about me just working my way into this logic. The Browns select Shedeur Sanders, according to my source.
Yeah.
And then they trade Shedeur Sanders to Dak Prescott for Dak Prescott.
As long as we're talking about quarterbacks in the AFC North, Andrew Filippone is a radio host up in Pittsburgh. He's on our sister station up there. I read this and I'm like, I can't wait to bounce this off of Seth. He says that there's a theory among Steeler fans that Aaron Rodgers has already agreed to his deal with the Steelers, but he's waiting to announce it at Pat McAfee's one-man show at PPG Paints Arena on April the 9th. I guess McAfee is doing kind of like what the Jim Rome tour stops used to be, where it's a big celebration of Pittsburgh sports. It's sold out. Pack the arena. Probably has a bunch of guests that come up there. It's a big, almost like a pep rally.
So he's not doing his show from there. He's doing just a standalone. He's not doing the Pat McAfee show from there. He's doing just a one-man event where he's going to get up and do some
He may be
stuff.
Doing both. Okay. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, like he may be, you know, his show that day. It's on a Friday, maybe in town that week. But the theory is that Rodgers, an FOM, friend of McAfee, is going to use that forum to announce it. Keep in mind, announce it in an arena full of Pittsburgh fans where I'm guessing the expectation is this gets some sort of standing ovation, that Aaron Rodgers, old aging quarterback and victim of an Achilles tear 2 years ago, is
who hasn't
saving.
Seemed like he's all that enthused or eager to get to Pittsburgh in the first
or
place.
Or anywhere for that matter.
Yeah,
it was 5-12 last year. What are we expecting the pop to be for Aaron Rodgers getting introduced as the new quarterback?
You got to remember the showman that Pat McAfee is. It would be huge. Because especially everybody there is going to be a huge Pat McAfee fan and or a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
And they're going to
get him riled
Pat
up.
Pat will hype it up in a big, big way.
Yeah.
It's probably getting to the point now where McAfee's going to have to address it beforehand, because it's almost like an Oprah scenario where the audience members are kind of disgusted if they reach under their chairs and it's a commemorative sweatshirt or something.
instead of a
brand new Mercedes. Yeah.
If you think about what the equivalent of this is like the DJ at a strip club introducing like a wrinkled 70-year-old stripper and expecting the place to go nuts and start throwing, like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the big stage, Edith, you know? Yeah.
Helga, the lunch lady.
Welcome, Helen, to the big stage. Yeah.
My most annoying Aaron Rodgers headline, I'd have to scroll too far to find the exact headline on Pro Football Talk. Florio had some headline that was basically, Steelers fans will like Aaron Rodgers if he starts winning football games for them.
Thanks.
Thanks, Nostradamus.
You don't say.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, they'll change their tune if he starts winning games. Oh, is that the way human beings
it's
operate?
Really, really.
I
Seth,
get it now.
Seth,
yeah.
You have to go to Florio to get that kind of analysis, man. I didn't hear you saying that.
Yeah. Oh, all right, boy. Yeah, that's a big if then right there. I don't know.
By the way, no extra fee to watch the Friday MLB games on Apple TV.
Real quick before we get to that, here's the headline.
Yeah.
Winning would cure any Aaron Rodgers hesitation for Steelers fans.
Oh, my God. Thanks. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, if they start off 8-0 and Aaron Rodgers is playing like an all-pro, do you think, are you telling me there won't be Steelers fans who are still hesitant about the Aaron Rodgers signing?
God. All right. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll hit opening day on the way out here for sure in the final segment. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop. Are we going to get a lot more J.J. Watt back in our lives next year? We may. I think we might. We'll tell you why coming up next.